bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
For this episode of Triple Bypass, we'll be joined by Keely and Bowie to talk about keeping our bodies moving during lockdown. We'll find out about bisexuals in a bank heist and bring you the latest news, conversations, updates, and many, many bad puns from the biosphere. All that and more coming up on the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Coming up is New Rules by Dua Lipa.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
But my love, he doesn't love me, so I tell myself, I do. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him. Kick him out again. Free. Don't be a stranger. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
Your weekly bisexual plus radio takeover. I'm Amelia.
And I am Alex.
And we are here to bring you your weekly fix of bi plus community goodness. Lucky you. Tonight, we are bringing you a show about moving our bodies. No, not in that way. More along the line. Amelia tries to be sexy. more along the lines of dancing, yoga, and being joyful in ways that are super helpful when we're spending so much time in our homes. Oh my God, all of the time. By all means, you move your body however you see fit. We love that for you. But tonight, our guests are going to be chatting with me and Alex about ways that they are keeping moving and connected with community whilst we are missing the gyms, dance studios, and events that queer community typically gather at. We are still broadcasting to you from home, dear listeners, so whilst you can't text in, you can definitely engage with us live through our social media. You can find our socials on Facebook at Triple Bypass, on Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy, or email me, Alex, or Ruby anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au. And now it is time for the latest Bi Plus community news. That's a new one. I am into that.
Listen, we've got to keep it real. We're in isolation. Let's make it fun and silly.
So in the Bi Plus community news this week, there is still a lot of news articles about bi men being real.
Whoa.
OMG.
Again?
Still?
I guess I'll never exist. I'll never be a real bisexual man.
Oh, honey, you are real to all of us. And the science says so.
Yay.
But in bi news this week, Millie Bobby Brown, best known as Eleven from Stranger Things, has been cast as the lead in the upcoming Netflix show The Girls I've Been, which is based on the book written by Tess Sharp. So she'll be playing Nora, the bisexual daughter of a con artist. And apparently Nora gets caught by her ex-boyfriend Wes with her current love interest Iris. Things immediately turn into an exhilarating thriller when all three of them become hostages in a bank heist. Now, the press release reads that Nora is forced to awaken her inner con artist by using her powers of persuasion and impersonation to get all three of them out of the mess. So, I see that there is bisexual representation, but only portrayed through a con artist character. I'm not sure how I feel about that one.
I know. I feel like that portrayal of us being con artists and confused and, like, using our interest to gain something is often talked about.
Yeah, it's a very bisexual trope, which is disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, we are greedy, but we're not, you know, we're not doing it for... Actually, wait, what's the definition of greed? Dang it.
Look, you can be greedy if you want to, honey. Not all of us are. It's a sweeping generalization that is frankly like a bit tired. Like, come on. I'm just like, seriously, are we still on this, like, you know, impersonation and persuasive and, you know, this is the only way to be bisexual? Absolutely not. Like, a love triangle is nothing new. Also very bi culture. But, you know, that's not all we are. It's so boring when it's all that we see in the media.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we do have to, you know, thank and be excited that there is so much queer representation out there these days.
For sure.
But we also just can't be thanking and be excited when it necessarily isn't representing queer culture in the best way possible.
Exactly. Exactly. So, writers, you know, stop being lazy. Get some new content, my friends.
Speak to some queer people.
Exactly.
There are two very bisexual people who are interested to talk to you.
We will express our interest.
Please. The Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby has changed its name to the Victorian Pride Lobby after the lobby's members voted to change the name of the two-decade-old organisation during a special general meeting on July 18. The lobby was set up in 1997 as a community-based lobby group. It says it is not aligned with any political party and works on political campaigning, advocacy, law reform and media. Its work has included campaigns to improve the Victorian Equal Opportunity Act, Rainbow Votes to highlight the priorities of the LGBTQI communities for state and federal elections, workplace diversity, and initiatives to tackle homophobia. So much amazing work.
Fantastic.
The name change was first proposed in 2019, and an internal consultation has shown that it has broad-based support, with 98% of members in favour of the name change.
Yes.
Co-convener Nivina Sporowska was interviewed by Star Observer, Australia's oldest LGBTIQA plus publication, and quoted the following. There have been significant changes over the last 20 years in the LGBTQIA plus community, and the lobby was actively considering how we can better reflect and be more inclusive of the community we advocate on behalf of. That's so important.
Yeah.
I love that more organisations are thinking this way.
For sure.
Over the past decades, our work has expanded from a focus on legal rights to a broader focus on social justice and equality. We advocate with and not just for gay and lesbian Victorians, but queer, bisexual, and same-attracted Victorians who may not use the labels gay and lesbian to describe their sexual orientation. We value and celebrate the diversity of sexual orientations in our community, and so does Triple Bypass.
Yes, we are all about that life. We love to see this.
Absolutely. This is something we, I guess it is a bit of a struggle, you know, there's always that element of history playing such an important part of our organization.
Yeah.
And also representing history. However, history is live. It is constantly evolving and changing. So to see organizations make these changes based on membership response and based on community response is so important.
Beautifully, beautifully said, my friend. And I feel like some of that resistance can come from, you know, not wanting to offend one group whilst keeping another group happy. You know, I get it. Like, we're all not going to agree all of the time. We're a huge community, and, you know, organizations that represent us and advocate for us have a huge job on their hands. But the thing that they're doing is making sure that as many people feel included as possible, and I just can't commend them highly enough for doing that.
Absolutely, and I think it's great to see the word queer being used so much more. I think it's a word when I'm teaching and talking about diversity that was often thought of as a nasty word.
Yeah.
But the community has definitely reclaimed it, and it's just such a beautiful umbrella term for this, as you say, very diverse and colourful community that we want to advocate for entirely, which is why our acronym keeps on growing, because we've got our arms open wide. We want everyone to feel the love.
That's right. That's right. And I feel like if we're in the business of excluding people, that's, you know, what we've been fighting against for so long. What's what our elders have fought against. They fought for inclusion. So why not be as inclusive and as welcoming and as least gatekeepy as we possibly can be? And love to see the Victorian Pride Lobby doing the work that they're doing.
And what a great word. I love that word so much. Pride.
Yes.
We're all so proud. And being able to be vocal and proud these days is a luxury that I do not take for granted, but can't thank our elders and the people who fought for our rights for so many years to give us.
100%. I agree with you. So shout out to those folks. Now, you must indulge me, Alex, because I have picked the next song. I was trying to think of how best to represent this episode with the themes that we're going to be talking about.
You picked Kylie Minogue's Slow, because that represents how I move. No?
I did not. God, I miss dancing with you.
One day again, we will dance, we will rise.
Oh, in the later times.
Yeah.
I remember the before times, and now I'm dreaming of the after times. But
it's going to be sweet. That party is going to be huge. And I hope this next song plays, whatever it might be. Come on, you're teasing me.
You know, this is how I operate. You know this. We are going to be hearing a bit of a flashback from the 90s. So turn your radios up. This is Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7. And you are on Triple.
What a mood.
See? It's... I wish we were doing this show live so we could have the text line blowing up. But if you are loving this and you're listening along, please just send us some love on Insta or Facebook, because Alex and I will be hanging out for it.
Absolutely. I am ready for this dance-off.
Oh, this is Don't Start Moving by S Club 7, and you're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, come on. Got the party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a place.
Take you there and just go with the magic, baby.
That was Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7, a song very dear to my tiny tween heart and very apt for our show this evening. I'm Amelia.
And I'm Alex, and I'm pretty sure you themed this whole episode just so you could play that song. Is that right, Amelia?
Yes.
Well, I'm here for it. Look, I'm very here for it.
I was gonna make an excuse or an elaborate story, but you got me, my friend. Like, it's just... Yes, basically yes. And for those of you who are joining us now, you're on Triple Bypass, the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+. We throw in a P for pansexual, a Q for queer and questioning, and an E for everybody else. We are not gatekeeping queers on this show. Tonight we're going to be joined by two guests to chat about keeping our bodies moving during social distancing, ISO, or hard lockdown, depending on where you are in the world. What have you been doing to keep moving, Alex?
I have actually been trying to keep moving as much as I can. During lockdown one, I ramped up my home training sessions like crazy, and for the first time had abs in a very long time.
Ooh,
which was nice.
I must admit
that between lockdowns here in Melbourne, I let myself slide a bit, but honestly, keeping moving in terms of doing like a regular fitness program, riding my bike, going for a walk has been the only thing keeping my brain refreshed and engaged. So
yeah,
as much as sometimes I beat myself up for not moving as much as I could have, I definitely have needed it. What about you?
Well, see, I'm not so much of an abs babe. Like, I'm definitely a curve queen and love keeping moving, mainly for like my mental health and just, you know, getting out and about. Like, I've been really enjoying taking Patch, my dog, to the dog park each morning, which has been really nice. And I definitely notice it on days that I don't. But I used to dance all the time in the pre-ISO. And I really, really loved it. And I've really missed it since I haven't been getting as much dance in. And so I went back to dance on Tuesday with our amazing guest, Keely. And after class, I just had to have her on the show. I messaged her straight away and was just like, Keely, please come on. Like, that was amazing. And our listeners have to hear from you. So without further ado, we're going to introduce our guest, Keely. So Keely is a freelance performer, dancer, and yoga teacher. As a performer, she's most known for her work in The Real Hot Bitches and playing Dazza in the dancing drag king duo Dazza and Keith. She's not a traditionally trained dancer and grew up in humble beginnings in country New South Wales, where the girls played netball and the boys played football. Sounds like Queensland and Perth as well, am I right? She started training.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She started training in dance through independent studios when she moved to Melbourne in 2009, and as a dance instructor is passionate about teaching adult beginners, and her personal mission statement is that dance is for everybody and everybody. As a yoga instructor, she trained in India and Indonesia and strives to make her yoga classes culturally sensitive, friendly, and accessible. Like many creatives, Keely has been impacted by the lockdown, yet believes that the arts and moving the body are essential for well-being, so has been finding creative ways to continue her work. Thank you so much, Keely, for joining us.
Hello.
Hello,
Keely. So, Keely, tell us about your history with dance. I mean, I love to dance, and I must admit that I listen to music all the time and dance like a crazy person. But tell us about your experience with dance and yoga and art and therapy.
Yeah, well, as my bio said, until 2009, so I'm a 34-year-old woman now. up until the age of 23, I didn't ever go to a dance class because I was in the country. And so I just danced with my friends, and I'd never done a yoga class either, never dreamed that I would be doing what I'm doing now. But I was always interested in people, well-being, and creativity, and that's what led me to study art therapy. And that's why I moved to Melbourne to study a Master's of Art Therapy.
Oh, cool.
For those that don't know, it's therapeutic work using arts and visual arts. So instead of like a verbal counsellor, you'd be more of a do art together and use that to work through stuff.
Fantastic. So that was kind of your gateway into more mental health, you know, benefits of the performative arts.
Totally. Yeah, I worked in mental health for like 5 or 6 years and then got burnt out because it can be real hard. And then sort of moved on to doing performance and dance and yoga and and didn't really realize until later on down the track that I was still sort of doing art therapy. I was still interested in well-being through creativity, and I always try and weave that into my classes.
Yeah, for sure. So just a different application.
Exactly.
And so what kind of classes do you teach and facilitate? I want to say nowadays, but I more mean like in the pre-COVID.
Yes, pre-COVID. So I always would say I've got sort of three lives, is as a dance instructor, as a yoga teacher, and as a performer. And I would teach yoga and dance at different studios around Melbourne and perform as well. And now obviously those fields of work require groups of people to gather. So they've really, my work has been affected and has downsized, but I'm still doing all of those things, teaching dance, teaching yoga and performing, but just on in an online sort of way.
Absolutely.
And I've noticed that, like, I've gone to a few online dance parties, not classes, although I do need some classes. And I found that even though I'm not in the same room as people, just seeing someone bust a move in their living room while you're doing the same is kind of as life-giving as I remember a dance floor to be. Or maybe I've just spiraled out of control.
No way. I feel the same way. Like, I've been to some dance parties too, on Zoom, and I feel like it takes a while, but your brain gets used to that is the medium of this dance class or this dance party. And instead of looking over there in the room and seeing someone busting out a move, you're looking at them through the Zoom screen, but your brain sort of gets used to it. And I feel like you sort of feel like you're in the same place, the same virtual place.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. And that's how I felt on Tuesday after we did that dance class. I was in such a mood, can I tell you? I was sitting in my bed. I'd been mainlining chocolate, which is, you know, a great idea at all times. I'm not knocking that. But I was just so grumpy, and I was this close to not coming to class, but I'm really glad that I did, because as soon as I finished and we were dancing to Lady Gaga's Telephone, which was like, you know, That definitely helped. But as soon as we finished moving, I just felt so much better about the world and, you know, about, you know, my physicality and having just, you know, bumped around, and my breath was, you know, it was hard to catch my breath, and that was amazing because I hadn't felt that in so long. So, like, you can't be understated the amazing benefits of, like, the classes that you can do online, even though they're not what we're used to.
Totally. I think it can be harder to get motivated to get there, because even though it's just in your house, it's like we've been working maybe all day in our house. We socialize from our house.
Yeah.
We exercise. We do everything from our house. So then, you know, self-motivating to set yourself up, transform your space into a dance studio to go to class can be hard. But
you know, you can do it like when, oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's the hardest part, is getting there, because you know that you'll never regret it. Like, afterwards, you always feel so amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Working with my choirs that I conduct online, we've really incorporated a bit of, like, just like a dance break during our rehearsal evenings, our meetings on Zoom, because it gives us a bit of an energy boost, but also it's just, like, allows you for a bit of creative expression with your body, which I think is so important. For me, my drag has always been about my, you know, self-expression, and I've always said that drag can be whatever you want it to be, and dance is kind of the same. What do you think is, you know, most important to you about your creative expression and your performing?
Yes, totally. So I think that, well, first of all, lockdown has had such a massive impact on creatives everywhere, but I really believe creative expression is finding a way in these new online times, and it's just so vital to our existence, creative expression. Art is finding a way, and I think that, moving is so important at the moment, because we're all going through this collective trauma that is this pandemic, and everyone's nervous systems have just been fried. Like, we're often in a sympathetic nervous system response, fight, flight, or freeze, or freak out. And getting having a chemical reaction happen in our body where we get those happy chemicals in and we literally shake out the jitters physically and get our nervous system going back down to a, you know, a resting and healing sort of mode. It's just so important. And I think that you know, for me, what's most important about creative expression is, well, we're seeing the dismantling of capitalism happening, or the start of it happening right now. And capitalism sees creativity as something you need to be, you know, maybe you have a natural talent at, you're naturally good at, oh, good, we'll keep doing that. Maybe you can make some money off it.
Yeah.
Or if not, if you're not what our society views as talented at it, well, there's no point in doing that, you know? But I really believe that we all are creative and that creativity exists in everyone. So I just love trying to smash that idea that you have to be instantly good at. So what is good at something? It just should feel good.
Exactly.
100%.
Oh, God, I was just nodding so ferociously the whole time you were talking.
Yeah,
I just wanted to start dancing. I was like, get some music going.
Well, we have a banger coming up at Keely's request, so we'll be back with Keely after some community messages. But first, here is Raka by The Presets. So you're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
I wanna know who's feeling foolish. I wanna know who burns with rage. Is anyone out there couldn't do this? Stepped out the darkness, something amazing. I wanna know who made mistakes. Has anyone out there made their escape? I wanna know who's lost direction. Has anyone out there lost an ace?
was Raka by The Presets, and you're back on Triple Bypass, where the Bi Plus babes take over the airwaves. I'm Amelia.
And I'm Alex.
the A-team.
I was more just linking into that Bi Plus babes. I felt like I had to put on a voice.
A babe voice. here for it. Love that. Keep doing that, my friend. We are back with Keely Wins, who has been sharing with us her experiences with dance and yoga and why she thinks it's important for us to engage with creative practices during lockdown. Some really amazing points that I hadn't considered, to be quite honest with you. And just in case you love what you're hearing, every episode of Triple Bypass, as well as the Bi-Polycast and interviews with Bicons, including Mara Wilson, are available in podcast form on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and where all good podcasts are found. You can also contact me, Amelia, Ruby, and Alex at any time by emailing triplebypass@joy.org.au. Keely, thank you for joining us.
Hey. I'm happy to be here.
It's so wonderful to have this chat. Thank you for your insight, but also your energy and excitement about dance, and especially dance while during lockdown. So why do you feel, as an instructor but also someone who just embodies dance all the time, that it's important to keep moving in lockdown?
Yeah, well, I mean, apart from the obvious, you know, I was saying in the email that I requested that song by The Presets that we just heard because I so miss the club.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And we, you know, as queer people, we need our church, which is, you know, queer spaces and the clubs and venues. And we don't have that right now, at least in Melbourne. At my dance class, especially my Friday night dance class, has been the closest thing to dance floor that I've had.
I never thought I would miss like someone else's sweaty arm rubbing against my sweaty arm, but boy, I really miss that.
I loved it so bad. Yeah, so I think, you know, like having some sort of ritual, coming together and dancing together, I think is so important. And I feel like there is something about the energy in doing a live class, like there's someone else doing it at the same time. It's live, it's not pre-recorded. You're moving together at the same time apart, but in this digital kind of space. And that's been something that people have been doing together since the dawn of since people have been around. I think it's just so important. And if dance is not for you, then at some other sort of movement. I also teach yoga, and that's sort of like the yin side of me, like the softer side, and that's really awesome as well.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, for a lot of folks, dance can feel intimidating for some people. Yeah. It can feel a little bit clicky, especially if you've had experiences with dance schools in childhood and as teens. Whereas, like, coming along on Tuesday to your Rad Fitness class, I just felt like it didn't matter how well I danced. It didn't matter what body shape I had. It didn't matter if I lost my breath 5 seconds in to the warm-up. It's not about that. It's about being able to, like, move with other people and to share that kind of excitement and joy that people get from moving their bodies to music that we all love.
Totally. And I think that there's a lot of this sort of body focus, weight focus in fitness communities that I just really try and create a safe space away from, where it's just about joy and connecting with your body and with the music. And yeah, that's all it is about to me.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's about moving, but also being connected to other humans and other queers. I love that. Thank you so much, Keely, for joining us this evening. If you want to find Keely and any of her classes on socials, you can follow her on Instagram at Keely Wins, KEELYWINS. Her dance classes on Insta are at Rad Fitness and at Eve Studio. Yoga classes on Facebook, Yoga with Keely, and Dazza and Keefe's Insta, Dazza and at Dazza and Keefe. You will not regret following any of those accounts. Keely, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Thank you, darling.
We will talk to you again soon, my love.
Yay!
Yay! So we'll be back after these community messages and a song requested by our next guest. This next song is West Side Story by Camp Cope. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
see for a couple of years, but yours is a funeral I'd fly to from anywhere.
That was West Side Story by Camp Cope. I'm Amelia.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to Triple Bypass, home of Joy's bisexual agenda. We've just been chatting to Keely about dancing and yoga at home, and now we are lucky to be joined by our second guest, Bowie. Hi, Bowie.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, getting there. Hey, how about you, Alex?
Kicking back.
Kicking back. Chilling. Yeah, cool. Well, let's introduce Bowie for those of you who don't know them. So Bowie is a fitness coach specializing in Russian-style kettlebell training, is a co-founder of Fearless Movement Collective and a podcast host. Bowie is a non-binary person that has used physical training to help them shape their body and affirm their identity as they've transitioned non-medically. Now they passionately support other trans, gender diverse and queer folks to help them find ways to move their bodies on their own terms and in ways that feel good for them. Amazing. When Bowie isn't spending time advocating for trans, gender diverse and queer health and fitness, they practice Brazilian jiu-jitsu, where they have so far earned their blue belt, watch out, and are training to compete in the future. You can also find them riding off-road trails on their electric skateboard. Love that for you, Bowie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Electric skateboard. I love that that's a thing that exists.
Also, I loved when you said in the future, it made it sound like there was like a future jiu-jitsu, which would be like in space or something.
In my head. You were thinking future.
Anti-gravity jiu-jitsu. I'm ready for it.
Intense. That would be so intense.
It's the thing we didn't know we needed until this very moment. Oh my gosh. So, Bowie, tell us about your history with exercise, movement, and training.
Yes, I have been a trainer for the past 7 years now. I got into it. I used to live up in the deep north of regional Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Fellow Queenslander?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. I'm from Brisbane, though, but, so I don't know exactly your pain, but I know it in ways.
Yeah. I was about 9 hours north of Brisbane.
Holy potatoes. Righto.
Well, I was in Perth, so I think I win, right?
Yeah. We're all on that kind of playing field. So, yeah. So you started training up there.
Bizarre. I got into training as a way to just feel better about being a queer, gender-questioning person in redneck regional Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And I started just for myself and realized how amazing it was, how much better I felt. And my coach, who became my mentor at the time, was like, you'd make a great trainer. I'm like, sure thing. So I became a coach, and they mentored me and taught me everything I know about kettlebells.
Fab.
Which is my passion.
For those who don't know what a kettlebell is, a.k.a. me, what is a kettlebell?
Yes. A kettlebell is like a cast iron ball with a handle. And you can swing it about. You do very dynamic movements with it. I mean, you can lift it up with a squat or a deadlift, but you tend to – most movements are based on a swing.
Right.
So you'll kind of huck it back through your legs and then drive forwards with your hips and swing it up to about chest height and then back down, and you'll just swing it like a giant pendulum.
Okay, cool. And,
yeah, they're designed to be used one-handed, so you can have two of them. It looks really fancy.
Oh, my God. This sounds amazing. I would feel like such a powerful bitch with one of those things.
So much
fun. I reckon you've probably seen them before, Amelia. They're used a lot in ads, I reckon, when you see visual ads for, like, workouts. Kettlebells often featured, I reckon.
Okay. Well, the Triple Bypass folks know that I am not the most sportiest of humans, so this is not, you know, alarming content for our listeners. But thank you, Bowie. Just in case there are any other folks out there who don't know what a kettlebell is. So that's the kind of main area of your practice.
That's my passion, but I support people a lot at home with like just general body weight movements. Most people don't have much training equipment and you don't actually need it to train. So yeah, you can get moving with whatever. If people who have kettlebells, just like an added bonus.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. So like, you know, other body weight kind of activities and strength exercises and that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. People usually have maybe a little something around, like a resistance band or a couple of dumbbells, so you can always chuck them in. But, yeah, you pretty much you don't need anything to be able to move at all.
Well, that's handy because for the most part, a lot of us are going to be at home without a lot of that equipment that we may have been used to using in gyms or other kind of fitness settings historically. So what kind of classes or sessions do you teach ordinarily, and how has that changed?
Yeah, well, I would do a lot of one-on-one work was my main focus. We've actually been practicing training online for the past 3 years. So we, my partner and I co-founded our business, and we wanted to be accessible to people who didn't feel comfortable going into gym spaces or anything like that. So we actually designed what we do to be functioning in an online space already.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
We've done that for 3 years. Yeah, so we train people all around Australia. We train people around the world to be able to move in their lounge room, their bedroom, or anything like that. With kind of general movement sessions, we also, since COVID came in, we now run some live classes. Two times a week, we run Zoom classes, and they're just a movement and kind of stretch-based session. We've called them Stretch Club, but we do more than stretching. It's just a general kind of mobility, moving. You've been sitting on the couch all day. Let's just move for 45 minutes. And we all do that as a group.
That is so amazing.
I think it's so important what you said before, Bowie, about those that don't feel comfortable going to gyms, because so many people don't want to go into a gym.
Yeah.
And especially you working with so many people who are looking to affirm their gender and their identity. It's so wonderful that you can do that through training. So I think it's vital that you've got this online service. Do you think it's been important for you to keep people moving during lockdown? Have you found that more people are coming to you while we're in this lockdown state of being to do more training?
Yeah, we've definitely had a lot more people reaching out to us, and I feel really fortunate that we've been in a space of online, so we've been able to just support more people quite easily.
Mm.
We've been really, really well positioned for that, and just able to also give out some free sessions as well. So we teamed up with a local LGBTQIA+ community group here in Melbourne, and have worked together with them. So for the past 3 months or so, we've been putting out two free training sessions a week that people can just follow along to from Facebook.
Oh, fantastic.
And the live class as well. Yeah. So we're just putting out as much stuff as we can to give people as many options, because we also understand that most people don't necessarily have secure income at the moment, so we didn't want that to be a barrier.
For sure. That's so amazing. What a gift. What a gift,
Anything
Bowie.
That we can do.
Sorry about that. That is incredible to hear. So if people were wanting to join in on those, are they still ongoing, those classes and sessions that you were mentioning?
Yeah, so we're partnering with our Melbourne-based community group until the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we're going to be bringing out just a single session a week. But our stretch clubs, they're a pay-as-you-feel session, and they're running for however long into the future we can foresee. Because, we think it's just an easy way to get moving without, feeling like you've got to do a lot. People just come in and do what they can. You don't even have to have a video on. You don't have to have any sound on. You can be completely anonymous and just be around people who are also queer, who are also trans, gender diverse, and just, looking to move their bodies a little bit. But we'll be running those stretch club sessions for however long, for so long as people want them.
Well, I feel like the appetite for those kinds of classes and sessions, especially not only queer affirming but like run by queer folks and for queer folks, is just so powerful, and the demand will just go up and up. What would you say is most important to you, either personally or for community, about staying active, especially during in Melbourne, for example, the stage 4 lockdowns that we finding ourselves in at the moment?
Just for mental health, and it's been up and down for everyone. I know myself included, and not just here, like everywhere. There's so much uncertainty, and just taking a moment, even if it's 5 minutes in your day, to move your body in some ways that feel a bit relieving, kind of adds a little bit of one thing that's structured to your day, right? And that kind of helps relieve a little bit of anxiety, as does moving your body, because you get some endorphins going and stuff like that.
Mm.
So just being able to move and stretch kind of, you know, just gets rid of some tension. And when we hold too much tension, you know, we end up like just not feeling great. And I know, like, even me, I've there's been points where it's like, I don't feel like moving today.
Yeah.
Like, do something, Billy. Just do it.
It's amazing. Okay. The moment you do start moving, the amount of energy I definitely feel personally after I've done any kind of workout is invigorating. It's just making that commitment to actually get started, which is the hardest. So having classes like yours that are available are a great motivator if people are at home struggling to get moving themselves.
For sure.
Yeah, and I move along the whole class as well, so I'm in there with everyone. Like, I'm not just telling everyone what to do. We all do the movements at the same time together. We all get to experience the joy of stretching, moving and stuff like that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, for our listeners who are interested in hearing more and seeing either anonymously or not, Bowie online, their Facebook is Fearless Movement Collective, Instagram @fearless_movement_co. You can also follow along Bowie on Insta at the.eno.t.enbie, or the non-gendered fitness podcast at non_gendered_fitness. Thank you so much, Bowie, for coming in and chatting to us today. It sounds like incredible work that you're doing with and for community at the moment.
Thank you. It's been great being on.
Thanks, Bowie.
We've wrapped up another episode of Triple Bypass, but we'll be back again next Tuesday to bring you more of the Bi-Plus agenda. You can find every episode ever of Triple Bypass as a podcast on joy.org.au/triplebypass, on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcasts. A big thank you to our podcasting team, Lou and Claire, who bring you our podcast every week. If you know a friend who'd enjoy our show, let them know about us. That's what community is all about, and sharing is super cute. You can find us on our socials, Facebook Triple Bypass, Instagram Triple Bypass Joy, or email me, Alex, or Ruby anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au. I'm Amelia, and this has been another Bi-Plus takeover from the team at Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Bye!